This practice emphasizes a few parts of your experience that can help you develop more patience and more awareness of how your body expresses impatience. Begin simply by paying attention to how you are sitting, feeling your feet grounded on the floor, the support from the chair you're sitting on, support to any other part of the body if you're reclining, and then either closing your eyes altogether or just lowering your gaze and allowing your eyes to go out of focus a little. And breathing through the nose, allowing your body to relax, paying attention to how you're sitting, sitting upright, but not sitting to attention. So allowing your shoulders and your neck to relax naturally. And now, allowing yourself to become aware of the rhythm of your breathing. And that might be directly. Feel it in the nose, or the back of your throat, in your chest and shoulders rising as the breath comes in and falling back as the breath goes out. Or right down in the abdomen, wherever it is that you can feel the breath coming in and out. Or you might want to sense your breath indirectly, just noticing any movements or experience that's in time with your breathing. Just feeling your weight shift, or changing your alertness, or perhaps even the sound of your breathing. Just using something obvious and comfortable, to observe the rhythm of your breath. Not trying to change anything, not trying to breathe more deeply or more slowly, just using those sensations to observe your breathing. And as you continue to relax, as the mind and the body become a little quieter, you may become aware more of tension and agitation somewhere in the body. And so you can scan around the body during the in-breath, noticing where there's tension, and then allowing this to soften as you breathe out. Not forcing anything, just noticing how the out-breath can allow tension and agitation to dissolve a little. And on each in-breath you maybe notice the same sensations again, or perhaps now somewhere else in the body. Noticing on the in-breath and releasing it on the out-breath. And again, we don't need to force this. Unless we give the body something to do, something it has to anticipate, think about, the body will happily relax of its own accord. So spending some time now just observing the breath, breathing in and breathing out, scanning the body for tension and allowing this to soften. Letting the body do its own work. as the mind quietens and the body relaxes further, you may become more aware of distractions, of thoughts, memories, plans, problems, images, or from your senses, like sounds, or a persistent feeling somewhere in the body that doesn't want to relax. Whatever they are, we can be patient with these. We don't want to fight them. We don't want to be irritated into pushing them away, because then we're paying too much attention to them. But we don't want to get carried away with them either. So just allowing the distractions to come and go in their own time, without feeding them on our attention. Breathing in and breathing out. Noticing any distractions and watching these as they come and go. If you notice that your mind has wandered, that you've got caught up in something, how do you feel when you realize this? And where can you feel that? Bringing acceptance to this, accepting that the mind wanders, accepting how it makes you feel when you notice that this has happened. Being patient with the practice. When it's silent, do you find yourself waiting for more guidance? Do you find yourself wondering, how long is there left to go? Might this even feel boring? If you notice any of these things, accept them. Accept how and where in the body you feel anticipation or boredom. Just allow that in turn to be what's going on right now. Anytime that you get too lost, just come back to focus on sensations in the body, those that are in time with your breathing. Just bringing your attention back to observing yourself breathing in and breathing out. It's not easy to make time to practice, and part of your mind may still hang on to what else you have to do, what you will need to do when the practice finishes, your awareness being drawn to the future. If you notice this, accept it. That's how the mind works. Accept how your body feels in response. It may be getting ready to do the things that you were thinking about. So accepting, relaxing, and bringing attention back to the breathing. And experiencing just what's happening right now. This breath, this feeling in the body. Patience means experiencing how things are, moment by moment, rather than wishing away time or experience. Leaving some silence now, some time in which you can observe any of these things that arise between now and the end of the practice. Just bringing your attention to a narrower focus, focusing on your breathing in the nose and throat, or in the chest and the shoulders, or down in the abdomen. Just focusing on the next three breaths, breathing in and breathing out. And then allowing your awareness to expand out into the rest of the body, aware again of your feet on the ground, your weight supported by whatever you're sitting or reclining on. Perhaps feeling the whole body just feeling with the next breath and then emptying out again. Then expanding the awareness further. Out into the room around you, whatever your senses are telling you, whatever you can hear, perhaps the temperature of the room. And as you begin to release the practice, just consider bringing acceptance and patience to your experience throughout the rest of the day. Being curious about how your body feels and responds to things that try your patience. Identifying the things that will change given time and giving them that time. And above all, being patient with yourself. So when you're ready, opening your eyes, raising your gaze, and releasing the practice.